Before we dismiss the children this morning, we are privileged to hear from the Gideons. Jim Hartzler has joined us to present some information about the Gideons. And so, Jim, if you want to come up and share with us about who the Gideons are and what they're doing around the world. Thank you.
I'm ready to kill my father. Ramon Molina had received severe punishment all his life and every day from his father, and as a result, he hated his father. One day he decided to kill his father so his suffering would stop. However, his plans to kill his father failed. He then tried to get a weapon to kill himself, but couldn't find one. Finally, he entered the army so he could get a weapon and learn how to use it. And after several months of hard training, he got a gun and he says, "Now, I'm ready to kill my father." The same day, a man visited his regiment and gave everyone a New Testament. And the man explained it was a very important book, and especially before making a decision. That afternoon, when his training was completed, he started to read the book, and each time he read the book, he felt less hatred for his father. He said, "Okay, I'll not kill him today, but I'll do it tomorrow." Days and weeks passed until one day he went to his knees, asked forgiveness from God, and received Jesus as his personal Savior. And today, Ramon is a pastor of a church in the city of Copiapó, Chile, and he is a faithful supporter of the Gideons International. As Gideons, we are made up of 195,000 business and professional men, over 106,000 ladies in the Gideons Auxiliary worldwide. We are born-again believers. We belong to a local church. And the goal of the Gideon ministry is to see men and women, boys and girls, come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing thereto I sent it." In the past year, the Gideons have distributed more than 11 million Bibles in the U.S., and over 81 million worldwide. And since 1908, we've distributed over 1.9 billion Bibles and New Testaments around the world. We have camps in 198 countries, and we distribute God's word in 99 different languages. And we distribute Bibles to hotels and motels and hospitals and convalescent homes, and New Testaments to high schools and college students, as well as to prisoners, police, fire, and military personnel. This past April, at the Columbus Blitz, there were 145 Gideons and 42 auxiliary, and we distributed 46,450 Bibles and New Testaments in the Columbus area. This year, our Madison County camp distributed Bibles at the London Strawberry Festival and to West Jefferson Ox Roast. And this week, we expect to distribute more than 3,000 Bibles at Farm Science Review. For many years, the Gideons have distributed testaments to children in the fifth grade. But in most public schools in the U.S., distribution has ended. And the only distribution we can do is to stand on the public sidewalk and hand out testaments as the kids come out from school on their way home. But I'm glad to say we have a new avenue, and it is called the Life Book. This Life Book is funded by Gideons International and is an innovative strategy to reach teenagers with the gospel. The Life Book movement works through the churches and mobilizes students to reach their peers with God's word. The Life Book movement is best described as a short-term mission trip in which students get the opportunity to offer the gift of the Book of Life, the Life Book, to their classmates. The Life Book is unique in its design and engages searching high school students with the truth of God's Word, and as they are introduced to Jesus Christ. Using an interactive format with honest student comments and real-life questions in the margins, readers are drawn to the only story that can change their life forever. The Lifebook Movement provides copies of the Lifebook to Christian students to give to their classmates. And because the students have the right to distribute religious material in the public schools, this unique approach provides an opportunity for churches like yours to mobilize their teenagers to reach classmates with the gift of the gospel. Your youth pastor or your pastor can order quantities as up to 1,500 Lifebooks at no cost to your congregation. Natalie says, I found it on the floor in my health class. I didn't know what it was, so I secretly slipped it into my purse. I've been reading it over the weekend. It's slowly changing my life. I don't know everything about the Bible or God. I know very little, but this little book is helping. I'm not even finished with it, so whoever left it on the floor, thank you. I'm forever grateful. Jeff from Missouri says, we had independent reading in Mrs. Kirchner's class today. I turned around and I saw over half of the room had the Life Book in as their independent reading book. I almost cried. I love this. And a youth pastor from Alabama said, you'll be hard-pressed to find a better product that is telling the whole story in a way that reaches this generation of teens. The daily costs of the Gideons are covered by the members through our dues and our donations, and that means that the total gifts that you give to the Gideon ministry goes to covering the costs of the putting the scriptures in the hands of those who need to hear the good news. And for the little testaments that we give out, we do that for about $1.25. And as Gideons, we visit churches to share with you how God is using the Gideon ministry and has been for over 100 years. And we partner with believers like you through the local churches in sharing the good news around the world. Ruth Hedstrom wrote, I was distributing testaments to the hospital staff when I saw an elderly woman mopping the floor. When I asked if she wanted a free Gideon testament, she said yes, put down her mop, wiped her hands carefully before accepting it. She asked, who paid for the Bible since they were free? And I told her they were provided by donations to the Gideons. After a few moments, she said, I do not like to take charity, so I'd like to make a donation also. She pulled out a raggedy little coin purse from her apron pocket, opened it, and removed 34 cents from which she placed in my outstretched hand. Can you spare this, I asked? And she replied, oh yes, it's all I have, but I get paid tomorrow. It was all she had, but she gave freely. How many of us give what we have freely as she did? So many blessings come our way as we go through the nursing homes and hospitals distributing God's word. You may be wondering how you might help today. Our number one need is for prayer, for open doors to distribute scriptures, and for a steady flow of funds to permit the distribution around the world. If you are led today to be involved in your bulletin insert, you'll find a envelope, and in there you can put a check and mail to the Gideons International in Nashville, which the address is on the back, or you can fill out the credit card application and put it in. And for those of you who are smart enough to know how to use your smartphone, which I'm not sure I am, on the back is the QR code. You can click on the QR code and it'll take you right to the website where you can share in the work of the Gideons. Also, you can donate scriptures through the Gideon Expression cards, and I brought a card rack this morning. It's in the back, and there are various cards, and these are free, and you can use them to recognize an important event or to place scriptures in memory of a loved one, or just to let them know you're thinking about them. And for $5, you can donate one Bible, which will go by the Gideons, be placed by the Gideons. And one other thing that has very new, and that is they have started a thing called Friends of the Gideons. And if you have interest in joining this, you can go to gideons.org/friends. Or if you are interested, I have several of the applications in my pocket, and you can ask for them after that. Pastor, thank you for the opportunity to share the Gideon ministry with your congregation, and thank you, and it's been a pleasure to worship with you today.